snow in those days, Taffer tube. And so much of it was, you know, you didn't have machines to do things, you know.
Things were slower. It took longer to do things.
It took longer to do things, but you know, even, I mean, Granny and Grandpa kept a cow, and they had to cut the hay to feed the cow, and that was done with a scythe. And nowadays all the grass is just cut by machine, and there are no cows or anything to feed, so you don't have to, so everything is very well manicured, you know.
Yes.
But that was part of the lifestyle in those days.
Yes. Did they actually have a field area that they cut, or was it just what they could gather along the way?
Yeah, there was quite a lot of grass growing in the park, you know,
for the cow.
And she used to make her own butter and crowdie, and
she did.
Enormous pats. It was a cross between a Jersey and an Ayrshire cow, so really, really rich cream.
Good milk.
Yes. And if those days too, if you had too much of anything, you could always take it down to a seal of work in the village hall, you know, so people with cows, so there's lovely big pats of butter that you could buy, but you had to eat it very quickly because it didn't keep, obviously, as long as the butter. And pots of jam, you know. You could never eat fresh butter or blackcurrant jam because you got so much of it. It used to help her make the butter sometimes, you know, quite good fun.
What kind of churn did she have?
She had a wooden one, and she also had a little glass one with a handle, which was smaller, you know.
Yes.
And,
so the wooden one was like a barrel?
Yes.
You turned it.
Just had to keep turning it. But, we were very well nourished. There's always plenty of fresh milk and hens as well.
No shortage of food then?
There was no shortage of food. My father was a great gardener. He was very, very good at growing vegetables. We always had wonderful vegetables, you know, fresh vegetables and chickens. You know, we had eggs every day, a fish or a trout or a bit of salmon. And it was sort of lived off the land, basically. There were no E numbers, no pesticides.
No,
anything.
No, that's true. Yes.
It was all very healthy, I suppose. No cakes around as you bake them. We had a baker who used to come up, Burnett's baker used to come up the glen with bread and...
To Clun or to Glenmasrin?
To Glenmasrin.
To Glenmasrin.
Nobody ever came into Clun. yes, he used to come up the glen, and we had a butcher who used to come once a week, and a grocer, so we were quite supplied, well supplied really.
So you could get tea, sugar, that kind of thing?
Yes. It was actually some relation of Jean Mackay's, he came from Carbridge, the grocer. He used to get most of our supplies, from either of these, so we didn't have to go to Inverness.
You didn't really have to come into the village very often?
Not really, no. And same, we were in Clun, there was a farm next door, so we used to get our milk next door, straight from the cow.
No pasteurising?
No pasteurising, no.
But it was so fresh, it didn't matter, did it?
No. Same with the feathermen and turnips, and it didn't taste very good.
Really? Is that right?
And we just used to go down, you know, with the hens, we just go down and see if there were any fresh eggs, you know. We had plenty of fresh food.
You actually there had your electricity was provided by a water turbine, wasn't
it? Yes, it was a turbine. So that was very efficient. Yes.
In fact, you were the only house on that side of the valley that had electricity, weren't you?
I think
you?
We were.
Yes.
We were. Yes. They would have had it up at the lodge, you know, the lodge in the summertime, as we ever. But. No, so we certainly didn't miss that when we were growing up. And nearly all the rooms had electricity, all the bedrooms, you know, apart from there was little dressing rooms off some of the rooms. And
really?
If you slept in that, you had to take a candle.
Yes.
Because when we lived there for a start, there were a lot of bothies, and there were some workmen in the bothies down below.
Yes.
And so we used to go down and fraternise with them, tea and biscuits or whatever, they used to spoil us.
Yes. Well, where did they work?
They worked on the sea. There was a gardener. There was a garden up at the lodge, big beautiful garden. It eventually deteriorated through the years, you know, once they left.
They used to be a garden.
Or what.
Yes.
That beautiful garden, rhododendrons and all fresh vegetables and flowers, I remember that.
Yes.
I think it would be when we were spring cleaning, we used to have to help sometimes beat the carpets and things like that, because that all had to be done outside, you know. Mm. But then you could have a wander around and have a good look at that, and they had some amazing paintings. They were Holbeins, I think they were.
Oh.
And some other beautiful oils, I'm not sure who they were, Thorburns or what they were. Ones with fighting cocks, you know, sort of series of fighting cocks. All these things fascinated us, you know.
Mm.
And there was a beautiful piano, so we used to be able to play and plonk, plonk on the piano and things like that. But we're supposed to help, not really, you know, mess around.